I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ceasefire on one front and rockets on the other. So how can Christians follow Middle East headlines with prayer? Then as Haiti spirals deeper into failed state territory, God is moving. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. But first, just hours after the ceasefire in the United States-Israeli war with Iran was announced, Israel launched intensified strikes on Beirut, Lebanon.
In 10 minutes, we had like 100 strikes.
Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says the surge came because Israel could now focus on a single military front.
But also, they have intelligence where the people who are involved in any military activity against Israel are located.
Nuna says those targets are often civilian apartment buildings, leading to collateral casualties when strikes occur. This also makes it dangerous for others to help the more than 1 million displaced people in Lebanon. Many fear the displaced could be affiliated with Hezbollah, putting them at risk of attack. Nuna says any ceasefire for Lebanon has to address the root issue of the conflict with Israel, the disarmament of Hezbollah. Otherwise,
it will just lead another round of hostilities in few months, in few years.
Please pray for Triumph Mercy staff as they continue sharing the hope of Jesus while under heavy strain themselves.
How can we even give an encouraging word or a word of hope of a future if we didn't have the gospel? Without the gospel, I can tell you we are nothing.
And ask God to make his purposes for Lebanon happen quickly rather than through prolonged conflict. Meanwhile, a new report from UNESCO shows the surging levels of anti-Semitism among young people in Europe. Over three-quarters of teachers in the EU have encountered anti-Semitic incidents in their classroom. Pastor Kostia Tsivin with Beit Halal Congregation in Israel says he's not surprised by the report.
We see how many Jewish people who go as tourists to Europe or live there, they have big problems and they live in real fear for their lives, for lives of their kids. And I think we will see more and more Jewish people who will come to Israel from Europe in upcoming years because anti-Semitism will continue to rise.
Pastor Tsivin says when he travels to Europe, he exercises greater caution as a Jewish pastor from Israel.
When you in public places, of course, you just use another language usually. You don't speak Hebrew loudly because it's better to use any other language, you know, because you understand these attacks and this hate to Jewish people is real. I mean, very real.
Messianic Jewish believers are reaching people with the gospel. Pray for Jews to know their dignity and hope in Christ. And Haiti is unraveling under gang control, pushing the nation deeper into failed state conditions.
So this is both a humanitarian crisis and a spiritual crisis.
So says Brian Dennett with AMG International. The recent gang massacre in Haiti's Artibonite region killed at least 70, destroyed more than 50 homes, and forced about 6,000 to flee.
These regions, which were very quiet previously, are now pretty overwhelmed with all of these displaced people, and many of them are arriving with nothing.
Even as national police deploy armored vehicles, gangs controlling most of the capital continue their brutality, spreading instability beyond Port-au-Prince. Yet ministries are stepping into the collapse.
We came up with a strategy with our team there to enter specific communities where there were a lot of displaced people.
They're providing food, clothing, water, and shelter, while at the same time establishing churches and hosting outreach. The gospel follows the aid.
We've also expanded our Bible school work, equipping a new generation of pastors and leaders.
Pray that church will shine in the chaos and that ministries will have the resources to keep going.
This is a really unique opportunity in Haiti for the church to rise up in a time where their systems really have collapsed.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.